Hello and welcome to Anime Hour, a weekly podcast about anything anime. I'm Jordan Steed, your host. With me as always, Smith.
Or Smith Decalese the Red.
And Maxwell.
What's going on, guys?
Come on, boy.
I bet you wish you were as cool as I am.
Yes. We're so cool because we are introducing the first episode of Anime Hour, a weekly podcast.
Hour.
You know, you're going to mess up my intro like that?
I did it last time.
Hello, hello. Big dog.
Big dog Devaros.
This is our weekly podcast. The name doesn't really have two shits to do with how long the podcast is. It might be 10 minutes, it might be 2 hours.
Hopefully it's not 10 minutes.
Yeah, hopefully it's not 10 minutes.
That'll be a very short argument.
Anime Hour is just dope. So welcome to the first episode of Anime Hour, my friends.
Woo!
This is going to be completely off the wall, at least for now. And we might change it up later in the future. But we're going to be talking about anime. And I think something we discussed is we want to talk about three of the big ones right now that have recently come out the past few months is the new season of My Hero Academy, the new season of Attack on Titan, which we've been waiting for years, and then the new season or new anime itself of Boruto The Next Generation, Naruto The Next Generation.
Yeah.
So we want to focus on those. Max hasn't caught up on Boruto yet, so at least this week and possibly next week we will not be talking about Boruto.
I'll go home and binge watch it tonight.
You better do it. There's only like six episodes.
Yeah. <I know. laughs>
So that's basically kind of the rundown of what this podcast is going to be like. So we hope you guys like it. And I wanted to start off with talking about Attack on Titan and how much of like a mindfuck that's been. It's one of the animes that I thought I knew what was going on, and it's definitely not time travel, Smith.
Yeah,
you know what? Everybody who's watching this, like 3 years down the road, when time travel is like a thing in Attack on Titan, y'all can suck my motherfucking balls.
It's definitely not going to be time travel.
No way. I'll be so fucking pissed.
But just the whole, like, everything you think you know about Attack on Titan from the first season, you're just getting proven completely wrong in the second season.
So, spoilers from this point on.
Yeah, what I want to say is, if you're not current, or don't listen to this, or if you just don't care,
yeah,
listen to it. You know, either way. And then eventually, once we start running out of stuff to talk about these animes, we're gonna ask for suggestions. I'm gonna kind of get some social media rolling up for this podcast, and try and get a real fan base going for it because we know there's a big anime community out there, just from the cosplays at Comic-Con, people we've met, and.
Yeah.
Huge Facebook groups and stuff like that. So,
yep.
But I wanted to throw a question to you, Max. Is like, first question, big dog, big slaves Devoros.
the dinkles.
Basically, what have you found like most shocking in Attack on Titan? And I think I might know your answer, but like, what have you found most shocking in the episodes that we've seen? And I believe it's the sixth episode as of the 13th of May today.
To me right now, because if you would have asked me like a week or a week and a half ago, it would have been that there's other people who are able to turn into Titans. Yeah, which, yeah. I mean, they kind of hinted at that was a thing because of Annie and Aaron. But now that you know who is these Titans, like especially like Reinhardt being the armored Titan, like...
When he was, like, the most down for the cause.
Yeah,
like... Or at least he seemed like it.
Yeah. When they go back and they're like, oh, shit, yeah, he is kind of, like, shady, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
I was like, no.
So...
No, Aaron's going to wake up from a dream, something.
Yeah. No. Well, when they kind of, like, were first talking about it, like, if you had asked me, like, before, if you had given me, like, you know, one of the, you know, 108th Cadet Corps, you know, the Join the Scout Regiment.
Yeah.
Two of those dudes out of that group of people were the Colossal Titan, the Armored Titan. I would have thought it would have been that dude that looks kind of like Reiner, but he's kind of smaller, that would have been the Armored Titan. Yeah. And I would have never pegged anybody for the fucking Colossal.
I totally agree. Well, what's his name? I can't remember his name, the one that is the Colossal.
Reinhardt?
No, that's the...
Or Reiner?
No,
because Bertolt's the... He's the Colossal, yeah. The Bertolt's the Colossal, yeah, the and then Colossal. Reinhardt is the...
he is kind of taller than everybody else, but still. I mean, but the Colossal Titan doesn't have any actual features.
Yeah.
Reinhardt looks like the Armored Titan when they're next to each other.
I thought that too. I thought he didn't have any facial features either. And then when you watch him change, his whole facial structure is exactly the same.
Long face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want to touch on what you were talking about, even more expanded than just that Scout Regiment having those two. Having four that we know of already that can turn into Titans?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous and crazy, son. Yeah. It's just insane.
Like, the amount of mind fucks, like, in season two is just crazy. Because, like, you watch through, you know, the first season, it's like, oh, shit, this shit's dope. But, like, so far, every single episode of season two has been like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, what's interesting to me, too, like, right now is, so, what's his name? The shaved head kid that they went to his village.
Connie.
So Connie if you watch the episode, you know that he went back to his village and then there was no dead bodies, but it was destroyed.
Yeah.
And then that one Titan calls him, says, "Welcome back, son."
And he says it like for some reason reminded him of his mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember if he said it sounds like or reminds him of his mom.
I can't remember
either. But it insinuated that it was his mom.
Yeah.
Or something that resembled his mom.
And now he's gone through and seen someone else turn into a Titan, and now he's seen the two main, like, enemy forces of Titans that just popped up, and they were some of his best friends.
Yep.
And, like, it's interesting to me too, because Reinhardt took such an interest in him this season that I'm wondering if he's gonna unlock the ability or that he has the ability.
Connie, the little guy?
Yeah.
So, but that brings up a good point, though, because, like, if you look at, like, what's been going on in season two, so far, every fucking where that Reinhardt's been, there's been Titans. Like, there's not been a hole in the wall. They were, you know, looking for the hole in the wall. They knew there was Titans in the wall, but they couldn't fucking figure out where they came from. So, and then you have, you know, this supposedly what's going to be Connie's mom that just so happens to be in this house, and she's a Titan for some fucking reason. Makes you wonder, like, what Reinhardt's out there doing, because he clearly states his goal was to eliminate humanity. So it makes you wonder, like, if he's out there, like, turning people into Titans somehow or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And see, when he gets bitten by that Titan and then he's sitting there talking about it, the entire time, I was like, dude, he's like, it's going to be like an infection. Like, because they are like zombies, the Titans. So I was like, he's infected and he's going to slowly start turning into a Titan.
That's exactly what I thought.
That would be fucking gnarly.
I instantly thought when he got bitten, he was pissed about it. Like, I was like, He's gonna be able to turn into a Titan, and I was wondering, like, I had this whole plan in my head, like, trying to think about it, of like, okay, so if that's how it happens, are, like, really weak-willed people the ones that can never turn back and they just go mindlessly eat people, and then, like, strong-willed people are the ones that basically
can switch back and forth
and control themselves and speak. Now we know they can speak.
Yeah.
I kind of want to shy away from. Let me adjust my mic real quick. I want to shy away from the newest episode because that's what we've been talking about. And I want to get into... let me switch up some stuff for here real quick. I want to get basically into the... I'll call him the Squatch Titan, the Sasquatch Titan.
Yeah.
Because we haven't touched on that. Dude. So there's that totally new entry of, like, a different kind of Titan that they've never seen, that's huge, and its body proportions are not like that of a normal human. It's more of like a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Like, it's got super long, gangly arms, hair all over its body, really broad shoulders, and smaller legs. Not like small legs, like a gorilla, but smaller legs, like more of like an ape.
And I was thinking about this the other day.
And the way its knuckles, like, are the way, you know.
Yeah. So it has a lot of the ape or gorilla features.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this the other day, because the whole intro to this anime is he's running along with, like, other
dinosaurs,
beasts, and animals that are colossals in their own
worlds.
Respective
worlds, yeah.
So I wonder if it's not just a cute to humans, like, if it's something that happens to all species of animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
what I was kind of thinking, like, is, you know, and I thought this as soon as I saw, you know, the squatch. I'm going to squatch over here.
Squatch.
Well, you know, the first thing that I kind of thought was, like, you know, facial feature wise, like, not obviously not like, you know, being overly hairy or anything like that, but like facial feature wise, he kind of looks like Aaron's dad.
No. Do you know what he looks like to me?
Who?
That original commander dude that was like, had Aaron.
Oh, and, shit.
Aaron. Oh, yeah, he looks like
the
that
dude
guy
who was going to kill Aaron.
Yeah, they had all the cannons pointed at him. Yeah. When he like, when Aaron half transformed and caught that cannonball, that guy, he looks just like that.
He does
guy.
Look just like that guy.
Just like that dude. Ooh. But maybe like the eyes and the teeth and the beard.
The only thing that I don't, that doesn't make sense to me about that is when they kill that dude. I don't remember his name. The very first death of the season, when he sends them all off and he stays back to defend and he talks to him. He's like, "What's this?" and takes his air gear. He's like, "Oh, so you can speak our language."
Yeah. I don't think it's that guy, but they look alike.
They have a lot.
It might just be a coincidence, or it might not. We really don't know at this point. We can't make any guesses with this anime.
It's crazy because you could go any direction with it, and it makes you wonder, like, so, it, you know, going back to, like, him kind of looking like Aaron's dad, but he doesn't really. It makes you wonder, like, if maybe like Aaron's dad was like a runt of a litter or some shit, and like he knew,
or Aaron's dad's the one out there fucking creating him.
Yeah,
that we don't know if Titans are man,
or if they came from somewhere else. Yeah. Like your theory about them coming from like another continent, migrating. So
let's touch on that kind of like how we think Titans came to be, especially after what we know how they found canned food in that old abandoned castle. Mm-hmm. Like canned food is a technology that's way beyond what they have. Obviously, like
time travel.
It's not time travel, dude.
Just for anybody who hasn't watched, because I don't know if we're going to be posting that thing that we were talking about. But for anybody who doesn't know about my time travel theory and is going to continue watching Attack on Titan, so I can fucking rub it in your face when it's true.
It's not going to happen.
Dude, it's out there, but you never know. It's anime, dude. Like, they do some crazy shit. So, like, the very first episode of Attack on Titan has kind of a peculiar name to it. It's to you, almost like you're writing a letter to yourself, like you did in high school, where like you write a letter to yourself and then at the end of the year the teacher gives it back to you and you read it. It's like to you in 2,000 years. And you look at what happens in the very first episode, and Aaron's laying down in this field, the main character, and he wakes up, and it's almost like he's had this crazy premonition or like a dream of something. You know, he sees these things that end up happening later. So it almost makes you wonder, you know, like how, I mean, is he having a premonition? Is he being, is like timelines resetting? Is he being reincarnated?
Let me tell you
what's
going on? The 2U is, I think that's like humanity to itself is what I think the 2U letter is. Like,
yeah.
Not letter, the opening, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think it means.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Because it's like, it's almost like it. Later on we're going to find out that these are stories that Aaron's telling to either his kids or maybe he goes on to teach class. So the whole to you in whatever, how many years, is kind of like his name of something that he's writing as the things are happening, or things that he's writing now that everything's said and done.
Which makes sense, because I mean, there are points in time where like he does narrate and he, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So I want to get back to my theory of the canned food. So canned food, at least in our time, is more modern and advanced than cannonballs and swords and stuff. Granted, their technology is totally different because they have 3D maneuvering, gas-powered devices, but
bullshit. Yeah.
Canned food kind of indicates to me that there was like a more sophisticated time, and maybe the Titans knocked all of humanity back to into the Stone Age or whatever, you know, or into the Bronze Age, like when they had swords and weapons and stuff like that. But I feel, and because we know there's Titans in the walls, and it insinuates that the walls were originally formed by Titans, is that, this is a long stretch, obviously, because we have no idea. But, like, Titans were originally not around. Like, say, like, they were in a different continent, and say somehow got to the continent that all the humans were living on. And then, because there's no way you're going to be able to build those walls while Titans are attacking, especially when you don't have 3D gear.
Especially because, like, if you see, like, when they zoom out and show, like, the actual wall, like, on the topography, it's fucking huge. Yeah,
there's whole farms and, like, thousands vast expanses.
Well, it took them, I think it took them 3 days just to circle the perimeter of that.
Riding horses, like, riding nonstop. Horses.
Yeah. And
that wasn't even the big wall. That wasn't even the big outside wall.
That was the focus point for
that
the Titans.
That was wall rows.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most inner wall. Mm. And so getting back to my theory of like Titans had to protect them while they built the walls around them. And so what I think is Titans kind of knocked them back into the Bronze Age or the medieval times or whatever. And so that's my whole theory of how the walls got up and like Titans, like because there's no way that Titans were just always there and humans somehow managed to build a wall. Like they like hurried and ran out there, built some, ran away from the Titans. Yeah. And then, you know, doesn't make sense in my mind. So that's kind of my theory on that.
What would be kind of cool too is like, you know, cause like there's like this huge cult that kind of follows, you know, the walls and, you know,
Pastor
the,
Nick.
Exactly. Yeah. So what would be cool as shit is like, if like in the inner reaches of like, you know, you've got to be like top dog within that religion, you know, in order to really know the back story about like what's going on. Cause clearly Pastor Nick knows some shit we don't.
And I don't think he's the head honcho of the church either.
I don't think he is.
I think he's a high,
he's a high-ranking official,
but he's not top dog. But I mean, you know, like if the church was kind of holding back some information about like, how cool would it be like if way back in the day, like all Titans are technically, in a manner of speaking, demigods, like whether it be like 1/1000th demigod or some shit like that. And like way back, you know, humanity wasn't even a thing. And so they had like this crazy Titan war. They had like this crazy Titan war, and then humanity kind of popped up and like there was a good side and an evil side. And so like the good side was like, well, we gotta protect these guys. And so they built this wall. Like that would be fucking crazy too.
Yeah. It would have to be the intelligent Titans. Yeah. Obviously.
Well,
yeah.
Here's,
but I mean, if they were all intelligent back then,
just what I'm thinking of right now, branching off that theory, is like, what if there are mindless Titans and then there's the intelligent ones that see humans just being cut down and they're like, we have to protect this race because like they're kind of doing like a conservation type thing with humanity. You know, and then they built the walls for us, but those are awfully little stones to be laying for Titans at the same time. And,
but I mean, at the same time, no, because we've seen that it doesn't matter what size they are. It just matters if they're intelligent or not. Because Ymir is, she's a Titan.
Small. And but I mean, I'm just saying it looks like a human build, like humans build.
Yeah, yeah. No.
The architecture and everything.
So here's my thing about what you guys have been saying, and these are just totally taking it from.
This is our fan theories section of the podcast, apparently.
Because I mean, there's a lot of truth in the opening cinematic sequence and the ending cinematic sequence.
Yeah.
And the ending cinematic sequence is what I want to talk about because it's very, it kind of tells you a story of how the Titans came to, when they started.
Like a medieval type
they all of. Came out of the water in that castle. All those guys in that castle are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then they start getting just destroyed. And then it goes to like a ruin of Maria or whatever her name, one of the gods on the wall is, and it's all destroyed and stuff. So if there are good Titans and bad Titans, and these are kind of linking all your guys' theories together, and that the religion of the walls knows how it started, when it was done, how things were put together after, and that Pastor Nick, is that the name?
Yeah.
If he knows enough that he's valuable to the core, obviously. But I wonder if he told, if he knew who the Titan, the Colossal Titan, the Armored Titan, Annie, were, especially because, like,
if he knows about that so-called village that they talk about. Because
he directs them towards,
because the Colossal Titan hit the door where there were no Titan in the wall. And then the Armored Titan went in and hit the other door.
Yeah. Well, and that's a very good theory, but those also are the weakest points of the wall.
I mean, taking it, that is the weakest point, but it was, they said it was like 100, 200 years before Titans had, they had to deal with Titans, all the community had to deal with Titans as a whole. They were just sending parties out before.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if like they didn't want to hit it, even though it was the weakest point, in the worries that there is a Titan in the door somehow. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And so,
well, and maybe if that could be a whole nother theory of if they're part of this village that knows that are a bunch of intelligent Titan human hybrids, or whatever you'll call them, humans that can transform into Titans or Titans that can transform into humans, they might already know where the Titans are at.
Well, there is, because that Sasquatch guy, the Sasquatch, said, I'm going to take this back.
Well, that's another thing. We don't know if they have, they can't, there's no way that Sasquatch Titan and Reinhardt or whatever are the, like they would know about the 3D gear and everything because they're in the military. Yeah, so I don't think they have anything to do with it. Or,
and this is because I thought about that too.
Unless those two are just like rebels.
They don't, or he doesn't know what they look like in their human form.
No, because they acted like it was like a whole collaboration thing. That's what I was saying. If that is your theory, they would have to be like rebels that went and did that to the wall and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because like they're pissed off at humans or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's true, but I just can't. One, we have to figure out what the hell that Sasquatch Titan's doing.
Yeah.
Because he's just gunning for.
Well, I don't know how much we're actually going to see of him now that like, they have this huge exposure and they're going to have potentially this fight between Aaron and the Armored Titan. I don't know if we're going to see him for a few episodes.
The thing that kind of trips me out about him, like, you know, with the way you guys are talking about. Sasquatch Titan is, you know, like if
the hopper.
They were working together, like if they were in the same, you know, kind of like rebel group or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Or even if he was in a separate one, it almost like. If you look at not necessarily like the way that the show portrays him, because anime is always super deceiving. Like you always see a particular character, you're like, oh, this is a bad dude, and then come to find out later he's like the dopest dope.
Well, yeah, and also there's a language, like the translation barrier between Japanese and English. Like, yeah. You kind of don't always get the intent of like the speech.
But with the Sasquatch Titan, if you look at like the actions that he's actually doing, like. So he climbed over the fucking wall. Yeah, but this is a Titan that's big enough that he could puncture a hole.
Nah.
Is he strong enough,
though? I don't think so.
I think he could.
No, I think that wall's too thick. If he went to a door, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, if he went to a door, for sure. But I mean, if you look at where he climbs over the wall, there's a gate not too far from there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, but it almost makes you wonder if he's...
That he's not trying to...
Yeah. But it makes you wonder if he knows that... Maybe he doesn't know who Reinhardt and... Bertolt are, you know,
yeah,
per se, but he knows that they're, you know, the Colossal and the Armored Titan are human beings that can transform into Titans, and he's trying to sabotage them somehow, you know, letting Titans in through the wall to try to weed them out.
See, that's a whole other can of worms. Better than fucking time travel.
But what if he's a time traveling Sasquatch?
Go for it, Max.
I was just going to take another step into a theory is that he knows or he has the ability to tell what groups of people can change.
Definitely. Yeah.
Cause he went to that part of the area of the wall and there were no bodies, but there was destruction. And then there were Titans. They didn't find a hole in the wall. So like, what the fuck? And then, Connie's mom. If that is his mom, and when she did change, she didn't change proportionally. Her ribs were coming through her chest, and her legs were too small.
Maybe Connie's mom's crippled now. We don't know.
True.
Like maybe she has been crippled since like sometime after he was born or something, an accident happened, and that's how she transforms.
Well, my only thing with that is, like when Aaron was eaten in the first season, he had his arm cut off and his leg cut off, and when he changed to a Titan, they regenerated.
Well, yeah, but maybe that's what I'm saying is maybe like if something paralyzing happens to you as a human, like something in the nervous system that can't be grown back so easily, maybe that'll still affect you as a Titan.
Yeah, like a leg is like an actual physical injury, but if it was in your DNA, like you had a literal genetic deformity. Yeah, like
say she was born crippled, because I know people that get crippled people, son.
I mean...
Yeah, I think your theory is... Either, I don't know, because we've never heard of that before, a Titan being disfigured like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
So maybe, I don't know, it might be the transform thing. Maybe she doesn't have the full genes.
Yeah,
like the full Titan, like half Titan gene to transform all the way. Or
Aaron went to go block the cannonball shot. He only generated a portion of a Titan. Maybe she just didn't have it in her to generate a full Titan. Or she was in the house.
Maybe she was dying and she couldn't fully generate.
And that's what I'm trying to say is that...
All Aaron, the fan theories.
Aaron, I mean, they did it in all animes. They have the power to will themselves to use their powers however they want.
Yeah.
And especially when they're trying to figure it out. And so Aaron didn't know what he just wanted to save his friends. So he closed his eyes, went rage mode, and then caught the cannonball.
That goes back to my theory, fam, of maybe she doesn't have the strong enough will to transform.
But if like this is what I'm trying to say is if the ability is powerful enough to regenerate an arm that is not there anymore.
With some people. Well, we don't know if that's how it is for all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, using Eren as our example,
yeah.
if it's power enough to regenerate an arm and a leg that is no longer there,
yeah,
it shouldn't stop. It shouldn't be, in my opinion, if it has that much power to, because that's reshaping it to the bone. It could have given an arm that's longer.
Well, I get what you're saying.
But, and if it's in the DNA, I could understand that. But if she was paralyzed from, like, a horse riding accident or she got hit by something and it paralyzed her,
yeah.
It would repair that. Because that's an injury to the,
yeah, sure.
the physical body.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, though, is that when Eren lost his leg and his arm, he had already had the injection, supposedly that I would assume gives him the ability to transform into a Titan. True. We don't know that for sure. True. But I would assume. But he got that before his limbs went off.
He did.
If that has anything to do with it, then that wouldn't affect it. But the only other thing that I would think would be able to do is, if you remember, like, when they were trying to lead Annie underground, she didn't want to fucking go. Maybe if you don't have enough room to turn into a Titan, that's kind of the result that you get. Is you get some fucked up limbs.
And see, the only thing I think it has to do a lot with the sun.
True, because they don't function as well at night.
Yeah, they don't do well at night.
I don't know. That one Titan seems to do just fine at night. this is what I'm thinking. They always say underground. They always say we need to get them deep underground. Like if they try and transform, they no matter how strong they are, they're not going to lift up.
Yeah,
500 feet of earth
and yeah, no, them, yeah, you know? You're right.
So that's what my thinking of it is. I think we're digging too deep into
that. I was going to say that if that's true, then when Eren transformed for the first time and tore out of that Titan, he would have been all disfigured because he would have had the resistance would have kept him at a different figure.
I mean, we're just totally spitballing here, and I think that was a good fan theory section, and I kind of want to get away from the fan theory because it's super fun for us to speculate, and maybe people that are listening will have fun being like, oh yeah, that could be it, or
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to get on your guys' thoughts of, like, so we all knew from the previews of the second season that like, the ape or Sasquatch Titan was going to be in there, but I don't want to throw this question to you, Smith, is what was your, like, first thought of when it spoke, when it first said, stop, and you knew it controlled the Titans because they were all like, poom. They all stopped,
The fact that he spoke wasn't necessarily what tripped me out. It was the fact that the Titans stopped. That's what blew my fucking mind because they clearly understood him.
Same.
If he speaks the same language as him, they understand the human beings too, which is just
We're not sure if all the Titans do, but those ones, they speak Japanese. They
fucking knew what the hell he was saying. Yeah,
because
that could be like a trained, like, because he has no problem jacking all those other Titans.
Oh, yeah.
You notice those Titans? Because they said, this is going to go way far off. And we're getting back into fan theory here, but fuck it. This is awesome. I can't remember the guy. He's like, they said his skill is only second to Captain Levi. That guy was like, he's got to be at least 17 meters tall, which is how tall Eren was. Eren was like either 17 or 20.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All those Titans were a lot smaller than him. So you could easily control them. So, like, that might be a squad he roped together, you know. But I kind of want to get back to, like, just kind of your first thought about that.
Yeah.
Like,
so, I was freaking out. Like, it's, you know, in the first season, they do talk a lot about how Titans don't interact with any other creatures besides human beings.
Yeah.
And when he first grabbed that horse, I was freaking the fuck out, dude. I was like, slung it,
dude.
He's definitely a trip, dude. Like, I think he's, in my opinion, probably the most interesting Titan just because he seems like he's got a good head on top of his shoulders. He's a pretty intelligent. Yeah. I mean, just from the brief encounter that you have with him, he seems like he's pretty, you know, he's got some good strategy down. He knows.
Yeah, he definitely has a good head on his shoulders, but, like, I think our problem now is gauging where he's at on, like, the sides. So, cause he's not going through rampage and killing.
Yeah.
And that's, he's also not killing.
Cause
he'd let that and that's, eating the fuck up.
Oh yeah.
That's why he's obviously on a mission to go somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I think it's possible it could just be like recon. Cause he's not like exactly revealed. He's not exactly hiding himself. He's not exactly like tromping through the most populated areas,
which is interesting. Cause any other gigantic being in this area always is being spotted.
Yeah. And they're also always heading straight from the most populated areas. Mm-hmm,
true.
Yeah.
True.
But he was spotted. He just didn't give him a chance to report on
but
it.
But I'm definitely going to go out on a limb with him and say that this is definitely a character that, you know, you see the traditional way that anime paints a picture, take it, you know, Itachi,
Yeah.
For example, where he's painted as a villain, then comes back and ends up being one of the coolest fucking dudes.
Yeah, I don't know if there's that much to it, but I could see that happening. I could see, well, because I don't know, though, because they haven't exactly painted him as a villain yet. He's kind of just like, whatever.
I'm here, man. I would disagree, but only in the fact that.
Disagree with that they haven't painted him as a villain?
Yeah, because a villain in the sense of, like, he's killing humanity, which is what we're trying, in this line set we're trying to save. And
I would consider Reinhardt and the other dude more of a villain.
Oh, they're villain.
Which, like, hurts, dude, because, like, they're such relatable dudes.
Reinhardt was one of my favorite characters, because he was like, I'm ready to go.
See, there's the traditional swap right there. Good guy, fucked up humanity.
Yeah. Donzo.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's interesting that you say that, because now that I'm thinking about it, maybe because he's obviously been watching for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He's been watching how the humans interact with each other, how they interact with the Titans. And then if you're watching all this and you see the lightning bolt and you hear the commotion, maybe he's going there to see what happened. We'll go into the recon thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was able to see that she punched a hole and saw the Titan.
And also another thing, you never see that lightning bolt from him. He's always just a Titan. And you can see that from a long way away. So, maybe he's a permanent Titan. Because, like...
The missing link.
Yeah. And on that note, I kind of want to close off this episode for now. Next week, we'll get into some more Attack on Titan and some My Hero Academy and Boruto when these guys catch up fully on the episodes. But for now, I'm Jordan, and I had a good time talking in your guys' faces.
Yeah.
That's Smith.
Checking out.
And that's Max.
Peace.
Later.